Hey guys, what's up? What's up? Welcome back. This is Dave. So I'm going to be doing a solo review on X-Men Apocalypse. I really wasn't going to watch the movie, but out of the sake of pure curiosity and probably just to shit on it, I checked it out and, it was exactly what I expected, but I'm going to get into that. So, X-Men Apocalypse is directed by Bryan Singer. He came back for this new X-Men movie once again. some of the ratings, they got 7.6 on IMDb, which I think is, that's fucking generous. That is really generous. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 47%. Metacritic gave it a 52%. Rotten Tomatoes is a lot closer to like, you know, an actual accurate rating. I guess I'm just going to get into the bad. I'm going to get right into the bad and what I hated about this movie. So, all right, first of all, it was the typical cheesy X-Men flick. Just exactly what I expected. No different than the other movies. The only X-Men movie that I take out that was halfway decent was X-Men First Class. And I said this before in the podcast. I think it was, that was mainly due to Michael Fassbender as Magneto, and, Kevin Bacon did a great job as a villain. X-Men First Class is like the one that I just take out of the bunch that, was halfway decent. But the other movies, I've always been very vocal about this. I just find them super cheesy, watered down, way too just cheesy, cartoony, cheesy. Just not my cup of tea, man. I just feel like they dropped the ball with the X-Men franchise. And it's such a shame because X-Men is just, it's so huge and it has so much potential. And all the movies just sucked ass. Like, I don't even understand who likes X-Men movies, to tell you the truth. It's crazy to me, but compare them to like Marvel Disney, you know, like Avengers and the flicks that we have now. I mean, it's like no comparison. It's like night and day. Good superhero flicks versus watered down cheese fest. So this movie was no different. It was just a typical cheesy X-Men movie. The acting was pretty bad in it. This new kid played a Cyclops. His name is Ty Sheridan. I actually like Ty Sheridan. I think he's a great young up-and-coming actor, but he was just so wooden in this damn movie, and he didn't fit for Cyclops, man. He just looked like a little boy, like in an X-Men costume. It was just, he just didn't fit the role. I just wasn't feeling it. No offense to him. You know, it happens. You know, I think he has a lot of talent and he's up and coming. But, he just didn't, this role wasn't for him. Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones fame. She played, the new Jean Grey. She wasn't good either. Like, she's okay on Game of Thrones. She does a good job there. This movie, just bad acting. Very, very wooden. Terrible acting. What else did I not enjoy about this movie? Okay. Nightcrawler looked stupid as hell. The dude had like Justin Bieber hair. I don't know what the freak was going on with that. He just was lame as hell, just like he was in the other movies. they try to make Quicksilver edgy and funny and cool. Fail. It didn't work. It came off as trying too hard. And it was just like weird. Like there's like a main scene with him and it was supposed to be, like I said, cool and edgy and trying to, I guess kind of stealing that like Deadpool humor. Not really, not along those lines of that humor, but what I think they're trying to do is I think there's a superhero humor kick going on right now. And, Spider-Man stole a little bit of that thunder. Excuse me. And, the latest Captain America Civil War film, it actually worked with Spider-Man, but Fox tried to do it with Quicksilver, and he's just stupid. His scene just came off so weird, and just, it didn't work. Like I said, it tried way too hard. the effects for the movie. Sometimes they were decent. Other times it's like, it looked like sci-fi channel quality. Like it was like very cheap, poorly done, like a slap in the face for like a superhero, you know, big blockbuster. That's what this movie should have been. And, some of the effects were just so confusing to me. They look so bad and cheesy. Like straight up TV channel, sci-fi channel effects. It was sad. But, sometimes it looked okay. Like I said, overall, the effects were just bad. Specifically, if I can name one thing, the green screen effects. They just look so freaking bad. Beast. Let's go back to the hair. Beast hair. It just looks so dumb. I don't know. I sound like I'm just fixated on like hairstyles, but it really did. He looked like an 80s pop singer. Like it was so stupid. Matter of fact, I think this movie was set in the '80s. So I guess it kind of makes sense, but it just was so dumb looking. And he just looks bad makeup wise. It just looks like bad prosthetics, bad makeup, cheap. Cheap is a great word for it. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking with him either. Archangel looked okay. His wings were okay. He looked like insane Justin Timberlake with metal wings. That pretty much sums him up. Apocalypse, he looked all right. He looked a lot better in the movie than he did in the trailer and the promotional stills. The concept art for him looked absolutely fantastic. If you guys can Google Apocalypse's concept art, it looks sick. Like they nailed it. Whoever said no to that needs to never work in Hollywood again, like for real. But whatever design they stuck with is the one, you know, you see in the movie. And like I said, on screen, it looks better, but it still kind of looks hokey looking. Like he looks like a Power Rangers villain. as far as like Oscar Isaac, his performance, I'm going to get into that, but Oscar Isaac did fine. It was just the Apocalypse design, the shitty writing, and the shitty movie that he was in. That was the problem. He was fine. So overall, I mean, just a terrible superhero movie in comparison to the Marvel Disney films. Just flat out. What did I like about the movie? Let's see if I can find a couple of things that I liked about it. Let's go back to Oscar Isaac. He did well. Oscar Isaac is a good actor. He's up and coming. I'm glad he's kind of blowing up. And, what a waste of talent. Like, what a waste of talent. Apocalypse is such an iconic villain. And he did great. It just was the writing. And like I said, his costume was so stupid looking that it kind of took away from Apocalypse, the character. You know, you couldn't take him serious when he looked like just a doofy Power Rangers villain. That's my opinion. Michael Fassbender as Magneto, in a word, fantastic. Fantastic. Michael Fassbender is like this phenomenal actor. I'm a big fan of his. His presence on the screen captured me the most in his story arc. Every time he was on screen, I was just kind of glued. Something about him. The guy is just a great actor. I'm waiting on a solo Magneto movie. So those are the two things that I enjoyed about it. Oscar Isaac and Michael Fassbender as Magneto. Besides that, like I said, overall, just a terrible superhero movie. Fox is like stuck in some time warp. They think it's 1999 and like the style of the first X-Men movie like works or is still going to work. It doesn't work. It's 2016. That type of superhero movie is just corny and stupid. People are into adult-themed superhero flicks now that are edgy. They don't have to be rated R, but don't make them super watered-down, cheesy PG flicks. Like, it's just so dated and just dumb and just extremely cheesy. Like, 13-year-olds, I'm sure, will love X-Men Apocalypse. They'll think it's the greatest superhero movie in the world. Sorry, not me. I think it overall sucked. And my grade for X-Men Apocalypse is, and this is being generous, actually. I'm giving it a C-. It was like one of those flicks that if you're bored, you know, clipping your toenails or whatever the hell you're doing, you put it on in the background and you don't pay attention to it. You don't pay too much attention to it unless it's Michael Fassbender on screen as Magneto. His parts were cool, but the movie just, you can pass it up, guys. Like, to be honest, I would not recommend it. I don't think it's worth a ticket. If you want to red box it when you're bored out of your freaking mind, go ahead. More power to you. I don't even know if it's worth a dollar. Yeah, I guess it's worth a dollar at Redbox, but would I buy this movie? Hell no. Like, I wouldn't even buy this movie if it was a dollar. If it was a buck on a rack, I honestly would not buy it. That's how much I didn't even care for this movie. I just did not like it. It was everything I expected in a bad way. So, guys, that's my review for X-Men Apocalypse. I didn't throw any spoilers out there. I could have. I really didn't want to touch on something else because it would have completely ruined something. And that particular scene that I'm not really touching on, again, that was okay. You know, more of the same watered down crap. It was okay. But that's my review for X-Men Apocalypse. I hope I steered you guys in the right direction. Subscribe on iTunes if you enjoy the podcast and our reviews. We have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter page. You can email us with requests. If you subscribe on iTunes, make sure you leave some feedback. We're big on feedback. It really helps us out, good or bad. Just be honest. If you love the show, great. Give us 5 stars. If you don't like the show, great. Give us 5 stars. So, anyway, guys, until next time, take care.